This is a very beautiful and secluded place. Pujari told a very wonderful pastime. He was telling us in Hindi about this was the ancestral home of Vrishabhanu Maharaj and Kirtita Mata. Every day Kirtita and her gopi friends, they were going to Yamuna. Yamuna was flowing right here. But actually, we're in a bed of the Yamuna. The Yamuna was flowing here, and their palace was nearby. And every day, in the morning, Pratakal, around sunrise, just at sunrise time, Kirtita would come and take bath here in the Yamuna. So they didn't have any child, so every day, Kirtita was in anxiety. So her gopi friends, they suggested, why don't you pray to Yamuna Devi? Yamuna Devi is very powerful, and Kalindi is a very great devotee of Lord Krishna. So you pray to Kalindi, to Yamuna, that she'll bless you, that you get a child. So year after year after year, Kirtita was bathing every day and praying to Yamuna Devi to please bless her with a child. Any child, a boy, a girl, she just said, please give me a putri. May I receive a child? Because they had no children. Jai. Vaishnav Seva Ki.
Jai.
Hari Guru Vaishnav. These are the three ways to attain Krishna Prema. So these are the three most important personalities in the life of a devotee. Without Hari, without Guru, without Vaishnavas, there is no perfection. So after many, many years, one morning, Kirtita came to the Yamuna to take bath, and she saw in the middle of the Yamuna a very beautiful and effulgent lotus flower, which was partially opened, a kamal, as he said. And there was so much roshni, so much effulgence and radiance emanating from this lotus flower, a very peculiar type of brilliant, brilliant golden lotus flower. And as she was looking, she was very much looking at this lotus flower, the radiance was, as the sun was rising over the horizon, the rising sun, as the sun was shining on this lotus flower, the lotus flower was becoming more and more brilliant. And then, as the brilliance, the radiance of the sun increased, then the lotus flower started opening more and more and more. And Kirtita saw inside the lotus, she saw a very, very tiny baby. But the nayan, the eyes of the child were closed. So Kirtita walked out and she picked up that child. And she was so much happy. Jumuna Maya Ki Jai. So Yamuna fulfilled her desire to receive a child. So on that day, on Badra Shukla Ashtami, Radhastami, Srimati Radharani appeared in this world at this place of Sri Ravaldham. This is, I've read and spoken over the years different renditions of this story, but what the Pujari was telling us, and certainly he should know, although there's many Shastras and different Puranas describing this event, and as you know, in different days of Brahma, the pastimes occur in slightly different ways. For example, the pastime of Nrisingadev, which we're all familiar with, if you read in another book beside the Bhagavatam, which is called Hari Bhakti Sudodaya, which is written by Srila Vyasadeva, you'll see that one particular kalpa, there is also a Nrisinga Leela, and this time Nrisinga appeared by walking in the front door. Haranyakashipu had a palace, and his son was Prahlad, and Nrisinga walked in the front door, and it looked like a million suns were coming in, like a million sun planets were walking in the front door. Then, ha! He roared, and then the fight began. He didn't appear from a pillar. Same Leela, but some variation according to the different kalpas. When we hear the various descriptions of different Leelas, we should not have doubt or some confusion, because generally Western people, we are very much Sankhyites. We want the facts. So we hear, and you told the Leela like this, and this Maharaj told the Leela like this, and the Pujari told the Leela like this. Now which is it? Which is the real Leela? Which is the right Leela? Who's telling the truth? Do you ever think like this? Yes? Yes, no? No, yes. If you're an Indian person, maybe you don't think like this. Indians are a little flexible. Because they're born in India, they know that anything's possible. Anything and everything is possible if you grow up in India. The Bhagavan can come in any possible form and do any damn thing, and I believe it. He can come as a tree, he can come as a rock, he can come as a fly, he can come as a fish, he can come as a turtle, he can come as a green man, and a blue man, and a yellow man, and a purple man. He can come as a four-arm man, and a ten-arm man, and an eight-arm man, and a half man, and a half lion, and a pig, and a dog, and a, he can come in any different form. But in the, from the West, we say, wait a minute, is this guy blue, or is he green, or what the hell color is he? So he comes in all colors. And why not? He's God. Don't limit him with our limited intelligence. Jnane prayasam udapasya damante eva. There's a prayer in 14th chapter, 10th canto, Brahma Vandanam. Jnane prayasam udapasya damante eva, where Prabhupada talks about the limitations of jnana, limitations of our mental... Whereas, as one acharya says, the limitations of our mind to reach the absolute truth. And the analogy is, our mind is like a tali, you know, tali, like a little plate. So trying to accommodate the absolute truth in our mind is like trying to sit an elephant on a tali. So the Pujari went on to say, which I never heard this story told this way, but I was appreciating it, and. He said that Radharani, she did not open her eyes. Her eyes were closed for 11 and a half months. At around that time, Nanda Maharaj, who was staying in Gokul with Yashoda and baby Krishna, he had a very big function. So he invited Vrishabhana Maharaj and all the different friends and relatives to come to his house for a big utsav. There was a celebration there in Gokul. And so at that time, Vrishabhana Maharaj and Sridhama's son and Kirtida and baby Radha, with their closed eyes, they all went to Gokul to celebrate that party. And this is exactly as we heard from the Pujari. Krishna was in his cradle in Gokul. And everyone was absorbed in the festivities. There was singing and glorification of Puranas and all kinds of wonderful activities. Everyone was speaking among themselves. Then Radharani started crawling on the floor. So somehow or other, even though her eyes were closed, she was actually blind for 11 and a half months. Her eyes didn't open. But somehow or other, while she was crawling around in Gokul, she crawled into Krishna's bedroom. Again, you might... If you want to use Western intelligence, you'll say she's blind. How she found Krishna's bedroom? It's called Radha Radar. Premanjana churita bhakti vilochanena santaksadevaridyeshu vilokayanti yam shama sundaram achintya guna sarupam govindam adipurusham tamaham bhajami. The Adi Guru, Brahmaji, he's telling the world that you don't see God with eyes, you see God with bhav. It's called bhav drishti. Brahma is the supreme teacher of all Vaishnavas, and he is telling us the way to see God. So no one has greater bhav than Srimati Radharani. Her bhav is known as Madanakya Mahabhav. So she somehow or other found her way to Krishna on the strength of her bhav drishti. She didn't depend on her eyes to find Krishna. We will not find Krishna with our eyes. We will not see Krishna with our eyes. We'll see Krishna sevan mukhehi jivado swayam eva sporatyada. Krishna swayam sporti. Swayam sporti means seeing Krishna. How do we see Krishna? Sevan mukhehi jivado. We see Krishna by flapping our tongue. Jiva means tongue. Mukhe. By speaking about Krishna, by taking Krishna prasad, and by glorifying Krishna's nam, then we'll have sporti. Sporti means vision. Sporti, then deeper visporti, then finally sakshat darshan. So Radharani somehow, in these various, by her bhav, by her radar, she found her way to Krishna's bedroom, and Krishna was in his cradle, just sleeping. Then Radharani, she pulled herself up on Krishna's cradle, and then when she got where she could see Krishna, where Krishna was within the line of her vision, then she opened her eyes for the first time in this material world. Then she saw her Shamsundar. So there's a story in Garga Samhita that describes about Narada Muni. When Narada Muni had his first darshan of Kishori Radha, he was traveling. Narada Muni was traveling, playing his veena, glorifying Lord Narayan, his Ishtadev, and he came to Braja Gokul. And he went to Gokul, to Nandababa's palace, and he visited there and took darshan of Nandanandan, of baby Krishna. So when Narad arrived, everyone was in Krishna's bedroom. Nandababa, Yashoda, Rohini, everyone, all the Brijvasis, and they were all standing around Krishna's bed and they were admiring his sweet beauty because it was early in the morning and Krishna was still asleep. So all the Brijvasis were just standing around looking at Krishna and drinking the sweet beauty of Krishna's form through their eyes. Then Narada Muni arrived there. Narada Muni started glorifying Nandababa's son by saying, "Oh, Nandababa, you have such a glorious and exalted son. Even the great demigods like Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma are hankering for the opportunity to get one moment darshan of your son. Nanda Maharaj, your son's activities will bring you and all the Brijvasis tremendous joy." So Narada Muni, after he left Gokul, he was thinking that if Krishna has appeared here, then Krishna's eternal consort, Radharani, she must have appeared somewhere nearby, because they're inseparable. So Narada Muni started visiting every house in Vrindavan, every house in this area, and everyone, all the families were receiving him very nicely, and he was looking for the daughter of Brishabhanu. Narada finally came to the house of Brishabhanu, and Brishabhanu introduced him to his son and his wife, and Narada Muni blessed Sri Dama, the older brother of Radharani, and then Brishabhanu Maharaj, he spoke to Narada Muni. "Sri Dama has a very beautiful younger sister, and this girl is more beautiful than Parvati and Arundhati and even Lakshmi Devi herself. She is so beautiful and attractive. But there's one slight problem, Naradaji. This little girl, my daughter, she's blind, deaf, and dumb. She's not speaking, she's not moving, she's like Jadarup, like stone, just inert. Oh, Rishi, please come inside and bless my daughter that she becomes normal." So Narada went inside to the bedroom of baby Radha, and he saw that she was just moving, just like here, lying on the bed. And he was so much astounded when he saw the beauty of Radharani that he became stunned. Narada Muni was thinking to himself, "I've traveled the length and breadth of this universe, and I've never seen such a gorgeous girl. Just by seeing her, I feel so much love for Govinda, like I've never felt before." Then Narada began to offer prayers to Radha. This is a very nice prayer. We can hear this prayer. It says, "You are the chief consort of Bankei Bihari, and you're always meditating on your Pranavallabha Sham and relishing ecstatic bliss." "Your radiantly beautiful golden face expresses your heart's inner joy. You are Ishwari, Ladini Shakti, and Ananda Rupini. Even in your baby form, Bali Rup, you beautify the entire universe. I surrender to your lotus feet and beg you for a blessing. Please show me your form as a youthful teenage girl, Braja Kishori." For some reason, Narada Muni started praising Sri Krishna. Upon hearing about Shyam's glorious form and qualities, Radharani suddenly manifested her most attractive and charmingly sweet teenage form of a Nitya Braja Kishori. 14 years old, 2 months and 15 days. According to the Sanat Kumara Samhita and Brihad Gotamiya Tantra, this is the eternal age of Srimati Radharani. 14 years, 2 months and 15 days. How old is Krishna? 15 years, 9 months, 7 and a half days. This is Krishna's eternal age. So Radharani has manifested this beautiful Kishori form, and Narada Muni has become speechless and stunned in bliss. At that time, the Sakis washed Priyaji's lotus feet, and they sprinkled her Charanamrita upon Narada Muni's head to revive him. Then the Sakis addressed Narada Muni. It's quite interesting, you think about it. Some very simple brajcharis, simple coward girls of Vrindavan are giving instruction to Narada Muni. So they said, "Oh, Muniraj, You must have very sincerely and devotedly served Lord Hari. And as a result, today you got the darshan of Brajakishori Hari Vallabha Radha. That's a nice reward for sincere service. The gopis go on. Even Brahma, Shiva, and great citizen munis have never seen Radharani. At that moment, Radhika withdrew her Kishori Roop and again appeared as a tender, beautiful baby. Narada Muni collected himself and offered obeisances again and again to Srimati Radharani. Nitya Kishori Radhika Rai Ki, Braja Kishore Shri Krishna Ki. So this is one of the nice pastimes that took place here. And we've collected a few other pastimes. Would you like to hear another story? This is a second story, for me it's about the tenth story, but this is another story about how Radharani opened her eyes. So your ears can tell you whatever truth you want to believe. And your eyes can tell you whatever truth you want to believe. And your mind can tell you whatever truth you want to believe. And we want to believe in the absolute truth, Sri Krishna. Once Mother Yashoda came to this place to revel to meet Kirtita and see her newly born daughter Radha. Upon seeing the matchless beauty of Srimati Radharani, Mother Yashoda temporarily put down her Yashoda Lal, her Lala, her boy Krishna. Then Yashoda picked up Kirtita's baby Radha, as mothers do. They exchange babies and all that kind of stuff, or any baby, whatever baby. So she picked up Radha and she started fondling her and all this stuff that mothers do, you know. Go like this and, you know, whatever they, you know. So this sounds pretty familiar now, this psychology. So seeing that and feeling that he was being neglected, then Krishna started crying. Mother Yashoda picked up Nandalal and put him on her lap too. So now she had, Yashoda was cradling and cuddling in her arms. She was cuddling Nandalal and Radharani. So you may remember, of course it was a few years back, but you may remember it is the nature of babies, when they come together they try to touch each other. Well, Radha and Krishna are being held together in Yashoda's lap. Gopal touched baby Radha. Feeling the tender touch of her eternal beloved's hand, Radharani realized that her Prananath, Krishna, was before her. So then, at that moment, she opened her lotus eyes. Radha's first sight since her birth in Boma Vrindavan was her eternal beloved. So this is what we call eternal love at first sight. Because in English we have a phrase, love at first sight. But that love is not love, it's lust. And that lust is not eternal, it's temporary. But when Radharani glanced at Krishna, this is eternal love at first sight. Sri Krishna Saksha Darshan Ki, Prema Vilochan Sri Radha Ki, Jai Jai Sri Radhe, Jai Jai Sri Radhe, Jai Jai Sri Radhe. So we're together again in the holy land of Vrindavan. We want to hear something about the beauty of Radharani. The complexion of Radhika's divine transcendental form resembles fresh gorochan, which is a yellow pigment which is produced in the inside the body of the cow. There's this yellow pigment, like bile type thing, but it's different. Or molten gold or stationary lightning. Radhika's beautiful body is supremely radiant due to her unprecedented sweetness. But there is something even more unique about Radharani. The sweetness of Radhika's beauty is always increasing. And because of that, at every moment, Radhika looks more and more beautiful than the previous moment. Every single day, Radhika looks more ravishingly attractive and charmingly sweet than the day before. And because of this, whenever Radhika meets her Pranavallabha Krishna, she looks even more sweet and effulgent. Radha's brilliant golden aura tinges all the trees, leaves, creepers, and birds and brush with a rich golden hue. So there's some description here about the name of Radha that we can see that. What each actual letter means. This is from verse 104 of Garga Samhita. Once Vrishabhanu and Kirtita, they asked Garga Muni if he could explain the meaning of the name of their daughter, the meaning of the word Radha. Then Garga Muni explained letter by letter what each letter means. R-A-D-H-A. Right? Radha. Radha, 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 Radha. Radha, 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 Radha. Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Shri Radhe. Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Shri Radhe. Jai Krishna, Jai Krishna, Krishna, Jai Krishna, Jai Shri Krishna.
Jai Krishna, 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 Jai Krishna, Jai Shri Krishna.
Vrindavan Vihari Lala Ki. So Garga Muni replied to Vrishabhanu Maharaj by saying, Ra means Rama, the goddess of fortune. Because Radharani is the original supreme goddess of fortune. Krishna's four potencies of Lila Shakti, Bhu Shakti, Shri Shakti, and Viraja Shakti have entered into the transcendental form of Radha. Therefore, she is the original Rama. That is the meaning of the letter R. A, the letter A, stands for Adi Gopika. She is the first of the Braja Gopis and actually the origin of all the Braja Gopis. Nija Rupataya, Nija Rupataya Kalabi. All the Gopis are expansions from Radharani. So A means Adi Gopika. Now, DH stands for Dara, which means earth, support, and holding. This is a name for Mother Earth, Dara. So Radharani, she is the support. She is supporting and holding Krishna. She is the origin of these energies. So then A represents Viraja. The Viraja Nadi, which is a Viraja river. So this is, of course, Garga Muni's explanation, which is a little bit more leaning towards the idea of Aishwarya Mahi Gyan. Aishwarya Mahi Bhakti Gyan. But I thought it was interesting that I haven't seen other descriptions of breaking down the letters of Radharani's name, so I just thought we'd share that with you. Now, something about Radharani's play. Because she lived here, she stayed in Ravel for about 3 years. When Krishna left Gokul and went to Chatikar, Vrishabhanu and Sridham and Radharani, they all left their home here in Ravel, and they moved nearby Krishna and Chatikar in a village called Ral. Ral is on the way to Radhakund. First comes Chatikar, then Ral. Whenever Radhika used to play with her gopis inside Vrishabhanu's palace here at Ravel, she would always keep a small deity of Krishna in the corner of the room. And remember, she's only a little baby now. They actually have not met yet. Formally. And Radharani and the gopis, they would decorate that little deity of Krishna with flowers. And they would often, the sakis with Radha, they would play the game of pretending to cook for the pleasure of Krishna by making mud pies, pies out of mud and puris out of dirt and all these kind of interesting preparations that children make when they're playing house and playing. This is something girls do. They play house and do all this cooking stuff. Then they would offer these very delicious preparations to their little deity of Gopal. But by this story, we're not suggesting or recommending anyone to worship their deity of Gopal with mud pies. So once Durvasa Muni came here to visit the palace of Vrishabhanu, and Durvasa Muni is not exactly a superstar in terms of bodily attraction. Upon seeing the rather say mean sadhu roop of Durvasa Muni, all the sakis ran away in fear except Radharani. So Durvasa Muni was marveling at the exquisite beauty of Srimati Radhika. And then he said, "Oh Beta," which means daughter, "Oh Beta, today you must feed me with sweet rice prepared by your own hands." Within a short time, Radharani made a delicious sweet rice full of cream, raisins, cashews, cardamom, tejpata, it's like a leaf type of thing, and camphor, etc. Durvasa Muni was overwhelmed by the unbelievably amazing taste of Radhika's kheer, and he felt more and more ecstatic with every bite. And we wish we were there. No, wait. Durvasa Muni was convinced that only Mahalakshmi herself could have made this wonderful out of this world kheer. Feeling extremely pleased with Radhika's cooking seva, then Durvasa Muni gave her a blessing or boon. He said, "Oh Beta, my daughter, whatever you cook with your hands will be very tastes like nectar, and whoever eats this cooking of yours will live a long, healthy life, and his beauty, power, and fame will increase day by day." When Mother Yashoda heard about this blessing that Radhika received, she immediately asked Kirtita to allow her daughter Radha to come every day to Gokul, to her home, to cook for her son Yashoda Dulal. As a result of Durvasa Muni's blessing, Radhika got to cook for Krishna every day in Gokul, in his own home, and by this she got many opportunities to meet intimately with her beloved Shyamasundar. Gokulananda Sri Krishna ki, Amrit Pani Radha ki, Jai Jai Sri Radhe. So this leela is called Amrit Pani Radha. Pani means hand. So it means the story of Radha's nectar hands. Because whatever she touches, whatever she cooks, becomes like nectar. So if Radharani touches us, we will also become nectar. So how can we receive the touch of Radharani? This is the question before all of you. Answers. Please submit your answer. Serve the Guru. All right. That's acceptable, but that's not the answer I'm thinking of, but it's also acceptable. Or we're chanting thousands and thousands of names of Radha. And when that day comes, when one of those thousands and thousands of names of Radha that we chant, when that day comes, that we chant purely, that day that we chant Radha's name purely, we will feel the nectarine touch of Radharani's hand on our head. What is that name of Radha that we're chanting every day? Hare, 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 Radhe, 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 Hare, Hare, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. But every day chanting, and no nectar hand is touching our head. Only no Radhika Devi is coming to us to touch our head. One Devi is coming to touch our head. Her name is Nidra Devi. She touches our head when we chant, and we say, "Oh, that's nice." So we don't want the touch of Nidra Devi on our head. Jai Jai Shri Radhe. So now we'll hear the story of Bano Nandini eats Nandalal's remnants. So even Radharani eats Mahaprasad. Sri Krishna Mahaprasad ki. Mother Kirtita and Mother Yashoda were fast friends and would regularly visit each other here in Ravel and Gokul. Whenever Radhika would accompany her mother Kirtita to visit Yashoda, she would have the opportunity to meet her beloved Krishna. When Radharani reached the very advanced age of 7 months, King Vrishabhanu arranged a very elaborate celebration to honor Radha's Anaprashna ceremony, where a baby eats his first grains. Purnamasi, Nanda Maharaj, Mother Yashoda and Krishna, Rohini and Baladev, and all the leading citizens of the area were attending that festival. During the sumptuous feast, Radharani took a morsel of grains from Gopal's plate. After the meal, everyone got busy talking amongst themselves, all the adults. At this time, Radha crawled off somewhere and met Nandalal Krishna. Then, with their innocent eyes, Radhika and Krishna relished each other's divine beauty. Remember, they're only 7 months old. Their eyes appeared like thirsty chakora birds drinking the moonlight. The golden lotus of Bhanu Nandini's face manifested a wonderful beauty and sweetness when it contacted the brilliant sunlight of Krishna's loving glance. In this way, Radha and Krishna passed their babyhood in Gokul Ravel. And that's it for today. Everything should end on a sweet note. Does that translate nicely into Russian? Now try to think of this. I mean, this is for the advanced devotees. Oftentimes when they're chanting japa, they fix in their mind. And this point is mentioned in the 10th canto in chapter 9. In one verse, in one purport, Srila Prabhupada's purport, he's telling, this is in the big volume, because Prabhupada translated and purported 13 chapters of the big volume, verse by verse. In chapter 9, he's talking about Damodar Leela. And he talks about this concept of meditating on Yashoda, her form, what is she looking like when she's churning butter, her hair, flowers falling from her hair, perspiration on her forehead. And he explains in the purport, this is the ideal verse and description to meditate upon by a devotee who is interested in developing Vatsalya Bhav and following in the footsteps of Mother Yashoda. So taking this principle, if someone is interested in developing the mood of love of the gopis and worshipping Radha and Krishna, then there are other descriptions of Radha and Krishna's form, qualities and pastimes, which will be the suitable subject matter for the devotee to meditate on while chanting japa. For example, this tender exchange between baby Radha and baby Krishna is a very beautiful scene to meditate on, just to understand the relish of love between Radha and Krishna from the very earliest age. One could take, if he had rag, if he has rag or attachment or attraction, he could take this one sentence and meditate on it, on this scene, and described in this sentence, he could meditate on it for 1 hour while chanting japa, or 1 day. And while meditating on this particular scene, then a devotee of the sadhaka, he prays to Srimati Radhika and to Sri Krishna and to Yogamaya and Purnamasi and to Gurudev to please reveal something of the rasa and something of the feelings that are going on in the hearts of Radha and Krishna and his devotees. So we'll read the sentence again. I don't know how it translates, but in English. And then try to, let's put it this way. We can do an experiment right now. You can all close your eyes. If you're already closed, then you're ahead of the game. You got a head start on us. If your eyes are already closed, then keep them closed. And if they're not closed, this is your opportunity to close them. And you can wake them up whenever you want. You can open your eyes whenever you want. So now, those that are conscious with their eyes closed and listening, then you can try to think about this scene. The scene is in Gokul, and baby Krishna's there, and baby Radha's there. And then they meet. The beautiful golden face of Radharani's, the beautiful lotus of Radharani's face manifested a wonderful beauty and sweetness when it contacted the sunlight of Sri Krishna's loving glance. But with eyes closed, try to see that, because the lotus flower, when the sun shines, as it gets more and more brilliant, the sunshine, then the lotus opens more and more. So the golden lotus of Radharani's face is responding to the sunlight of Krishna's loving glance. So what is that love? What is that glance? What is that energy? What is that rasa? What is that feeling? So this is what we pray to have revealed to us while we're chanting and meditating on this particular description of the Rupam of Radharani Krishna. Because it says that Radharani's face manifested a wonderful beauty and sweetness. Well, what is that beauty and what is that sweetness? The sweetness is the sweetness of dedication and the sweetness of surrender. And Radharani's form and face are the personification of absolute, complete dedication to the pleasure of Krishna. And all these deep, intense moods are expressed in Radharani's face. And when Krishna accepts her service, when Krishna accepts Radharani's services, then glances lovingly in appreciation in return, then that makes Radharani manifest more sweetness and beauty in her face. So this is one example of a subject for meditation for those that are worshipping Radha and Krishna.
Vrindavan Bihari Lal ki jai, Radha Rani ki jai, Giriraj Dharan ki jai, Jai Jai Shri Radhe.